Welcome to today's Main Ingredient, a program designed to help you bring local farm fresh food to your table. I'm your host, Mickey Useups. My guests today are farmer Brian Roth of Marley's Organic Mushrooms and Wild Foods near Milford, and Josh Thompson of the Lodge at Woodlock near Hawley. Today's main ingredient is mushrooms. Brian, I'm really glad to have you. We're happy to talk about fungi, which is what mushrooms are.
You're correct. They are the fruiting body of a larger mycelium mass or network of mycelium. And if a mushroom is the fruit of a full mycelium network.
Can you tell us a little bit about what foraging for mushrooms involves?
I'm actually one of the only wild mushroom purveyors in this area. I'm licensed in 7 states. Basically, I'm a wild mushroom identifier. And then with that certification, I go into the forest and I purvey the edible mushrooms that are in this area and bring them to market and to the local restaurants and chefs. I also teach wild mushroom identification and teach them all the edible ones on the East Coast and then their toxic lookalikes.
Okay, because there are mushrooms out there that are not safe to eat. So foraging for them is a risky business if you don't know what you're doing.
Absolutely. I don't recommend anybody to pick a mushroom that they don't know what they're doing to consume it. I encourage those to go out there and pick mushrooms and bring them home and study them. Learn how to do a spore print. Don't fear them. That's the big thing with this country is everybody was raised as mushrooms are bad or they're poisonous. Leave them alone. In other countries, they're praised. The European countries and people go out on weekends with their grandparents and their elders. And as a family unit, they forage and they learn and they respect it and they bring it to their table. A lot of mushrooms have medicinal qualities and benefits. Even in this area, there's tons of medicinal mushrooms, but there are more toxic mushrooms in this area and toxic lookalikes than there are edible choice mushrooms. And that's where it becomes dangerous and you should really know what you're doing and not just go out and pick.
On that note, a lot of mushrooms are grown commercially or farmed, essentially. Pennsylvania, that is one of our chief export crops. Is mushrooms. I don't think most people realize that. You forage for mushrooms and you also grow mushrooms at Marley's Organic Mushrooms and Wild Foods. Can you talk a little bit about the operation there?
Yeah, absolutely. We're the first and only mushroom farm in Pike County, and we grow 14 different species of organic mushrooms off of substrate, which is basically the nutrient block for the mushroom. We have some medicinal mushrooms that grow in the wild that we have cultivated, and then some wild mushrooms that we've done a culture of and repropagated it in a organic, sterile environment. That would be like our turkey tail, which is used medicinally, and our wild maitake, which was a Pike County strain that we've harvested, did a DNA culture of it, took a small live tissue sample of it, and we put on agar, which is a growing medium. And here at the farm, that's what we do. We inoculate sterilized growing medium blocks in a large substrate bag. It's usually organic sterilized sawdust or coffee grounds, cardboard straw. And we grind these down, sterilize them, and then we fill grow bags. And we inoculate those bags with those live cultures or live spores. And we grow these mushrooms in. We have fruiting machines. Those are our own designed units. And it's a sterilized environment that's self-contained. And it allows these mushrooms to grow in a climate-controlled, man-made environment year-round. So we have temperature-controlled and humidity-controlled sensors in these machines. And we place the blocks in them, creating the perfect environment for allowing them to produce those fruit. They like high humidity. A lot of people think you got to grow them in dark. We grow ours under UV light. You can do partial shade, but they do need some light so they can grow correctly and get nutrients from the sun. They need that moisture. If we have no rain, we have a lot of dry spells. You won't find a lot of mushrooms growing. Mushrooms are 90% water. So if you don't have that moisture, you're not going to have the fruit.
Now, the way that you grow mushrooms, is that the same way that a hobbyist, for example, might grow mushrooms?
No, because we do it on a commercial scale. So we have growing machines where we're actually force fruiting the mushrooms on a faster pace, creating that environment. A hobbyist could get a grow tent, one that they use for vegetables, and they can be set up that way. We do teach that as well, mushroom cultivation and log inoculation. But most of the people that start out, they'll use like a bucket for oysters. That's the most common species people tend to go with because they're easy for beginners. Those little grow huts that people can buy online, it's going to be all contained. You don't really want the mushrooms to just to be growing out in your house, even though they do sell those counter kits, because mushrooms produce spores. They don't have seeds. They reproduce by spores and they're microscopic. And some species like oysters, they produce a lot of spores. And when they go airborne, naturally, they're going to go in your home.
Do you have any other advice for people that might want to start growing their own mushrooms as hobbyists?
Have fun and get out there and learn about the wild mushrooms too. There's a lot of species that you can do spore prints of and just bring home, like wild wood bluets and King Stropharia or wine caps. They grow in a lot of mulch beds around here around this time of year in the wild. Put it on a piece of paper, put a glass over it and do a spore print and look online and get into it. And it's a cool science. And it's fun for a lot of students that are homeschooling now and different groups of Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. So everybody should get involved because mushrooms are the beginning and end to everything. They help break down organic matter. They're being used in micro remediation for cleaning up oil spills. They're growing in Chernobyl to cleaning up nuclear and bioactive waste right now. They can heal the world in many, many ways.
A number of times you mentioned sterilizing.
Yeah, everything needs to be clean. Otherwise, you'll introduce bacteria, foreign bacteria, and it'll either wipe out your species or just spread completely and your fruit will just be ruined. You'll have to start all over.
Can you give us an idea of the range of the flavor profile?
What most people are exposed to are the common store mushrooms, like the witches, the white button, the crimini or baby bella and the portobello. Those mushrooms are ground mushrooms or dirt mushrooms, and they're going to have a more of an earthy taste. The Royal King Trumpets, some say they taste like scallops and they can be cooked and cut up and prepared the same way as scallops. We grow lion's mane, and that mushroom has the same consistency and texture of lobster and crab meat, like a crab sandwich or vegan lobster roll. That's one of the questions that we get from people is, what does it taste like? Because a lot of our customers are vegetarian or vegan, and they substitute our mushrooms as their meat substitute or as their protein. Maitake is one that we grow that tastes like roasted dark meat turkey or chicken. Yeah, it has that same dark gamey meat to it. It's meaty, it's woodsy, it's peppery. Your oyster mushrooms are going to taste like seafood, hence the name oyster. It tastes like abalone or seafood. Chicken of the woods, they call it chicken of the woods because it tastes like white meat chicken. Find us at, like you mentioned, any of the local farmers markets. We start on Fridays in Mamakaning, New York, outside Port Jervis. Saturdays, we're going to have 5 markets. We're in Berryville, Narrowsburg, Wayne County, Port Jervis, and then the Sussex County Farmers Market at the fairgrounds in Augusta starting this Saturday. And then Sundays, we're at our home base in Milford. We encourage everybody to get involved in mycology and mushrooms and reach out to us if you have any questions.
And if you find a really cool mushroom in the forest, before you eat it, go to the farmers market and go see Brian or one of the folks from Marley's Organic Mushrooms and Wild Foods. First of all, you know it's safe, and I'll bet you get a fantastic education about what you picked in the woods. So jumping into the conversation now is Josh Thompson. He's a chef at the Lodge at Woodlock near Hawley. Welcome to the program, Josh. We're really glad to have you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I was really excited to hear that you wanted me to join today.
First, what kind of mushrooms do you work with in your kitchen? Are they cultivated, or do you use wild mushrooms, or do you use both?
We do a combination of both. We have our own shiitake logs on property, so we have a several acre organic vegetable farm on site. They started the mushroom operation last year, and after about a year of seeding the logs, we've been getting some good shiitakes off them. So,
and you also use some wild mushrooms in
Wild mushrooms. And I just picked about a pound of chanterelles. This is all in about 10 to 15 minutes, just right outside my house. And there's a little chicken of the woods here. So these are two that I'm familiar with, and I've been on with professional foragers. We have some come to our property and kind of showed me the ropes. I enjoy picking morels in the springtime. I had a really good year this year with the early rains, and come the fall and later on, I'll be picking a bunch of maitake, hen of the woods, chicken of the woods, and probably some black trumpets. I heard they're popping up right now as well.
So is there a difference in the way that you work with cultivated mushrooms versus the ones that you bring in from your foraging efforts?
Well, surprisingly, I know a lot of people saute mushrooms, but I actually prefer roasting them. Ooh. I think it concentrates the flavor. It kind of quickens up the properties. In Europe, they saute mushrooms a little bit more slowly than the American version, where people are more high heat. But roasting comes out equally as good. It concentrates the flavor, and you get the same result then.
So we talked a little bit with our farmer, Brian, about the different flavor profiles in the mushrooms.
I'm all about seasons. Being a chef, we work with the seasonal ingredients. So in the springtime is morel season. Morels, I try to pair that. It starts off with trout season. So morels have a nice earthiness. I like to mix it with like crab meat. Like crab meat's pretty ridiculous in price right now. That goes really well together. But morels just have that really distinctive flavor. They're very hard to find. And, you know, they're very elusive. Hen of the woods, that's like another great earthy mushroom. Has a nice like balanced sweetness. I like to make like spring rolls with them, stir fries. And, you know, they have a really high content of vitamin D since they grow out in the wild around certain plants and everything. So, you know, they can lower your cholesterol, they help your immune system, and it's a great mushroom to work with.
How would you use that particular mushroom?
For like chicken of the woods and chanterelles, they pair really well with eggs and like cheese. So tomorrow, you know, I'm going to make a really nice flatbread with these, and I'm going to use some local cheese from Calkins Creamery. So I'm going to roast off the chanterelles, just a little bit of herbs and shallots that we grow in the garden, roast them off for about like 8 to 10 minutes in the oven on fairly high heat with a little bit of olive oil, salt, pepper, roasted garlic. And I graduated from a French cooking school in New York City, the French Culinary Institute, and had the opportunity to travel through Europe a little bit where they use a lot of mushrooms. So that's just some of the ways I like to prepare them.
So we talked about sauteing. What's different about the end product when you use high heat versus low heat sauteing?
Low heat, you know, that's more like European style. It kind of concentrates the flavor that way. So by the time the water evaporates out of the mushroom, then they'll start searing and browning. While most like traditional American restaurants want really high heat, get a quick sear, and it actually leaves more water inside the mushroom. So they're a little bit juicier that way. Ideally, I want to roast my mushrooms. Definitely gives it more of a meatiness and kind of gives it a little bit of char to it.
Now, when you talk about roasting the mushrooms, what kind of temperatures are we talking and for how long?
We use our commercial ovens with like a fan and everything. So generally, I like to put them in about 400 degrees, an herb of your choice. You know, we grow all of our own herbs. So we use dill, tarragon, parsley, oregano, all grown right on our property, shallots or any kind of alliums, garlic. Cook them at about 400 degrees for anywhere from like 8 to 10 minutes tops, pull them out. And, you know, we season them up with kosher salt and cracked black pepper. And they're just absolutely delicious.
Can you put them on the grill?
Definitely. Like I love like when you find like larger oyster mushrooms, which like those are great grilled. You can like marinate them a little bit in oil, fresh chopped herbs, shallots. Comes out really nice.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for sharing your kitchen tips with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Josh has a lot of fun foraging for mushrooms. It's important to remember that there are lookalikes and they can be poisonous. So it's very important that if you do forage for mushrooms, don't eat them until somebody's checked them out for you who knows what they're doing. You can stop and see our farmer, Brian, at the Milford Farmers Market and the Honesdale Farmers Market. Joining me now, as she does every week, Carol Kinnear. She's the community health manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital and Wayne Memorial Health System, and also a registered dietitian. Today's main ingredient is mushrooms. And mushrooms have a variety of nutritional properties that Carol's going to share with us. So what do you know about mushrooms?
I happen to really like mushrooms myself, usually sauteed on a burger, which is really good. But you can also make them into a sandwich. And that's really great, too, because mushrooms are packed with a lot of essential vitamins and minerals, which many people don't realize. Mushrooms are low in calories. You know, we're always looking for foods that have lower calories and that sometimes we can eat more of them, right? And mushrooms is that food. Mushrooms are rich in fiber. They have some protein. And again, the key word that we often use is antioxidants. Mushrooms have that anti-inflammatory effect. Mushrooms also, if they're grown in ultraviolet light or a certain way, they also have a higher vitamin D content, which is really important. Another important fact about mushrooms too is actually they have a good source of potassium. And mushrooms, like you were saying earlier, the different tastes that mushrooms have, oftentimes you can replace certain protein foods like chicken or beef with mushrooms to give you the same flavor, but a lot less calories and a lot less saturated fat.
Well, Carol, thank you so much. We're out of time. You can learn more about today's main ingredient and our guests, as well as find some delicious recipes on the web at seedsgroup.net and look for the Today's Main Ingredient page or visit todaysmainingredient.org. This program is produced by Seeds of Northeastern Pennsylvania to promote renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, and sustainable living in today's world. Today's main ingredient is made possible in part by grants from the Greater Pike Community Foundation, the Wayne Pike Farm Bureau, Overlook Estate Foundation, and is sponsored by Fertile Valley Farms and Wolf Spring Farms. Two local farms working together. Call 410-961-0413.